Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment.
I can share a strategy with you that came up when I was actually working with a photographer one-on-one, and I shared it with the members of the Wedding Business Collective this week too.
Awesome.
And this can really help if you're in a smaller community. It can work in a large community too, but smaller communities have their benefits because they're very intimate. And I call it the Burger King night strategy. And when I was a kid in elementary school in Metro Detroit, we had Burger King night. And that meant that once a month, the school would tell us, okay, everybody go to Burger King tonight because 10% of the sales is going to be donated to the school. Mm. And guess what? Everybody went to Burger King. They made a ton of money. The school benefited from it. And they were seen as, you know, not just Burger King. You know, they were like the nice one that did things for the school. So I had a client recently who applied this exact same strategy in her community. She has kids. She is very involved in their school and she knows the superintendent. So she's working with the superintendent to put something similar together where for, it's going to be something like for a month, if any of the people from that school book, you know, a family session with her, 10% of that is going to the school.
Oh, I love it.
Same with her church. So the church and the school have a vested interest in promoting this. Mm-hmm. You're going to get more business from it because people have a reason and there's a deadline. Just like with Burger King night, it was only one night a month. You had to go there that night or it didn't count. Mm-hmm. So she's doing this for a month and you get the goodwill that goes along with it too, on top of being introduced to a lot of people who may have seen you around, maybe know who you are, don't really know what you do, but now they do. And now they know you run the kind of business that they can associate with giving back to their community.
That is genius. I love it. Yeah. Because people, they are more willing and likely to buy a session from you, to purchase, to give you their money if they know that you care about the community, right?
Yeah.
Such a difference.
And if they know that a portion of that is going to help their kids at school or their parish at church, and you could do this with anything. I mean, you could do this with a Girl Scout group. You could do it with a Moose Lodge, you know, just so that there is a party who is benefiting from it and has a vested interest to engage their members and mm-hmm. tell them about you and push them to use your services.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that marketing push, that help that they give you, that's huge too.
And it's a win-win-win. Like nobody loses in this situation, which is beautiful.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.